This is Reverend Carol Baker, and I welcome you to this worship service of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls. As always, if you are a visitor, you're welcome to be here whenever you wish to choose to join us. And I'm going to ask Pastor Glenn Roundsville if he would please call us to worship.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. If we hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus promises that we will be filled. God, we pray that you would fill us as we enter this time of worship. Amen. Jesus, you are our rock and our refuge, and we rest in your mighty hands. We pray that you would shelter and protect those who need you most. We pray that you would show the power of your great love and shelter them in the shadow of your wings. And in this time of upheaval and uncertainty, we pray that many would turn to you in faith and that our faith would be strengthened, even as we pray the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Before we turn to our announcements, we do have a mission moment this morning. I'd like to call on Martha McHatton for that. Martha, wait until Wayne can find you and unmute you. Or you can unmute yourself.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. It seems as if it's been years since we sent out that mission survey a few months ago. And one of the takeaways on that was that so many of us, all of us, I think, feel a real importance in helping local missions. And whoever would have thought we'd be in this kind of a situation. But anyway, so we're doing the food this year, as we've always done, the Kids Cafe and Lenore's Pantry. The Kids Cafe now has some very specific needs. If you don't have a list, I know the list was sent out by email. If you don't have it, call the church office and Kathy would be glad to send it to you. They want things, they're asking for things this year that minimize handling, things that are going to be easier for them to make. This is a grab and go. The kids will not sit and congregate and eat as they did before. One thing that we did learn from Pam Torello is no juice boxes. They have to follow government guidelines, and that's not on the list. So, and also Lenore's, anytime you want to drop things off at the town hall, they'll also appreciate it. Both organizations also would appreciate monetary donations if you'd like. So thank you.
Good. Thank you very much, Martha, for all of that information. By way of announcements, we do have some masks again, plenty of them. If you need one, they're at the church office. So we are still open on Tuesdays and Thursdays if you would like to come in. And if anyone else would like to donate masks, we will be looking for these, I think, for the long haul. So thank you very much. And I believe that is all I have by way of announcements. So Mr. Dave?
Okay. The hymn that we're going to sing today is This Is My Father's World. And I thought it would be very appropriate for Father's Day, and a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And as we think of this and sing this hymn, also think that God is our Father. And he wants for us just the same things that any father wants for their children. And we should honor him just as we do our dads, not only this day, but all through our days and all through our lives. And I just wanted to also mention that these are, I'm starting to pick out the hymns that are in the fishbowls at church. I went to church again this week to play the organ and give it a run. And I've been going through the fishbowls, so I'm trying to pull out the hymns that are our favorite hymns. And this was certainly one of them. This was in there quite a bit. So let's all sing. You should have the lyrics that Kathy sent you. And if you'd like to join, This Is My Father's World.
This is my father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. sweet grass, I hear him pass. He sings to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad.
Thank you, Mr. Dave, for that. This is the time we share our celebrations, and we certainly do celebrate the fact that it is Father's Day, and we love and respect fathers everywhere, and grandfathers as well, new ones like Wayne, who was showing off his grandson with a very cute Happy Father's Day shirt. Okay. Also, Warna Reinders has made a lot of those masks, and I thank her for that. We celebrate her gift for doing that for us. And if you do need elastic, we do have some in the church office now if you would like to take some, if you are in the process of making any more masks. If there are other celebrations, you're welcome to unmute yourself and to share them with us. Anyone have a celebration?
I know that Cher wanted to say something, and I'm not sure she can find how to unmute herself. So I will just share that we recently celebrated Madison's 12th birthday.
Wow, 12 years old. Boy, we've watched her grow up, haven't we?
That's we certainly have.
That's wonderful.
And listen, I'll share on Eric's part. I don't know where he's at, but the baby reached 5 pounds this week, we found out. So.
Hooray.
It's a high great? Five for your baby hitting five. Yeah.
Very Thanks, good. Man. And Tammy's here. So there's Eric, and Tammy's here as well. So Tammy, congratulations on your granddaughter now weighing 5 whole pounds. Ooh. And there's Eric. Eric, do you want to say anything? Do you want to say?
Yeah, so she's she like Lauren said, she hit 5 pounds earlier in the week, last week. And they actually told us on Friday that she could come home potentially early next week. So, fingers crossed.
Wonderful. That's great news. We share that celebration with you. Terrific.
Thank you.
Good. Any other celebrations?
Yes, I have one, Carol.
Yes.
My friend Joan, I posted on Facebook for prayers.
Mm-hmm.
All prayer warriors. She's in Sturdy Hospital. She was very bad when she came in, and she is slowly getting better. She'll be there for a while, but
is she in with the
She's in Rhode Island Hospital.
She got transferred. And does she have COVID?
No, she doesn't. No, okay. But she had like 3 different strokes.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and she's only 65, so.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll certainly keep her.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Am I Carol?
Yes.
I want to celebrate Richard is home.
Yes, and, we see.
And our 2 communities will be owners by next week.
Yes, you won that battle, and you were able to. That's you and Martha is the other one who's in the other section. So that's wonderful. Yes. Congratulations for a fight hard won, but good for you.
Thank you.
A lot of work by Carmen and a lot of our people.
Absolutely. That's not easy to pull off. Yeah. Congratulations. That's a nice celebration. Okay. Anyone else have a celebration?
We'd like to celebrate that our grandson, Colin, is out of Iraq.
Yay.
So he's not quite back to his base in Alaska, but on his way.
Very good. Very good. Glad to hear that. Any other celebrations? If not, then we'll turn to our concerns as a church family. And so we pray this morning for all of the people who are ill and others in need of prayer. And we include in those prayers today, Aaron, Eric, and Cora. We may just have to not worry about Cora much longer since she will be home. We pray for Nikolai, for Ken, for Lee, for Tyler, for Wade, Brigitte, Cher, Jen, Steve, Marie, for Chad and Doris and Lee. For Richard, who is now at home, we will continue our prayers for you, Richard, until you are perfectly well. We do have one person, Ken, who has got COVID, but he is asymptomatic at that point. So our thoughts and prayers are with Ken and Piggy. Ed is facing day surgery tomorrow, and his wife, Janet, is going to be going to a Boston hospital for some surgery. We pray for Matt and his team at the assisted living. And those who are in nursing homes and assisted living, we pray for Bud and Jackie and Carol. We also continue to pray for people who are suffering from the coronavirus and for first responders, all who work in the medical profession, for those who suffer from addictions, for our government officials who are working hard to protect us. And as always, we pray for our nation and our communities as we face these difficult situations together. And we pray for our cities who have been ravaged and burned, but we pray for all of those protesters that they will find the justice that they seek. So I ask you to join with me in a moment of prayer at this point, and let us lift up any other concerns that we may have at home in that time of silence. Let us pray. Eternal God, who created us, male and female, and ordained that we dwell together in families, we present our homes to you for your blessing. On this Father's Day, we are grateful for you as our Heavenly Father and for the fathers of our church family. Hear our prayers for all families, those who are a part of this church family and those who live around us and around the world. We ask for your blessings to shower down upon the young people who have struggled so much from trying to end their school year, and we pray for them now. Help them to know that we will support them and pray for them as they go out into the world. Bless those families recently bereaved who are needing to form new ways of relating and compensating for the loss of those who have recently died. Guide those families who need to make adjustments in their relationships with children and larger families because of separation or divorce or the quarantine of the COVID virus. Strengthen families threatened by serious illness of a member of the family and whose recovery is uncertain. Hear us as we pray for all of those whom we have mentioned today in our concerns, as well as those whose names we now speak out in your presence in this time of silence in our homes. God of all times and places, we praise you for all your servants who, having been faithful to you on earth, now live with you in heaven. Keep us in communion with them until we meet again and join together as one family in the joy of your eternal kingdom. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Scripture lesson for today is Psalm 46. The Psalm of King David reveals that no matter how bad things seem to get, God is always present. It was the inspiration of the great Protestant Reformation hymn written by Martin Luther, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. May God help us in our understanding of these words.
Our next hymn that we're going to listen to for meditation purposes and to hear some music is America the Beautiful, because I missed some patriotic music over on Flag Day and also on Memorial Day weekend. So I thought I would play something patriotic out of our hymnal. And this is played on our church organ. I actually was in the church and I recorded the organ. So this is my first attempt at recording the organ. The sound quality may not be that great, but I'm going to keep working at it and try to get it better. And I tried to record some more hymns this week while I was at church. And just a little side note, I also want to let you know, check out the Facebook page, because I took some beautiful pictures of the church windows. When I was there on Friday, the sun was coming in just beautifully. And I took some beautiful pictures of the church windows with the sun coming through. And it was to be there with the sun shining through those windows and playing the organ was just, it was a blessing. So here's America the Beautiful on our church organ.
Mr. Dave, for that was beautiful. God is our refuge and our strength. These opening words of Psalm 46 are almost the signature words of this entire hymn book that we call the Psalter, or the Book of the Psalms. God is our refuge and our strength. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains move in their midst, in the midst of the sea. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that there's an awful lot of anger that we are witnessing these days. Anger towards our government, and anger coming from the leaders in our government. Anger about racial disparity, which is being acted out in protests in our streets. Anger about a poorly managed pandemic, and that some people do not have the ability to work and make enough money to support themselves and feed their families. When I'm faced with an angry person, I always remember one professor saying that anger comes from three places: fear, pain, or frustration. The protests in the streets, I believe it is fair to say, come from anger seeded by pain and frustration. When do we acknowledge that there is racial disparity and prejudice in our society? And the truth is that many of us are living in fear. Am I safe? Where can I be safe? It's a question that many people are asking. All of us want to know that our home is safe, our family is safe, and that those we love are protected. How do we protect ourselves and our loved ones from this terrible virus? We live in a fearful time. More and more people are installing security systems in their homes, ring doorbells, watch over our Amazon deliveries. One landowner resorted to posting a sign on his door, and it read this way: "To whom it may concern, some of the items in this house have been engraved with federal identification numbers. Others have merely been wired to explode when touched. Good luck." Well, fear can be a mighty deterrent. Fear can also be good because it can keep us out of danger. And fear that leads to righteous anger for injustices needs to be understood by every person in our society, whether we agree with it or not. We need to learn from the events right outside our doors. But fear can also stunt our potential to grow and expand our knowledge, our love, and our relationship with God. How do we face and conquer our fear? Think of Moses leading the Hebrews through a wilderness after having escaped the oppression of slavery under the Egyptian pharaohs. And how did the Hebrews react to their freedom? They complained. They whined to Moses, "Take us back where at least we had a place to lay our heads and food to eat." Their fear could have sent them back into slavery, but God was their refuge and their strength under the leadership of Moses. Think of King David 500 years later, who as a small boy was compelled to face the Philistine Goliath with only a slingshot and a few pebbles. Had he faltered, God's chosen people could have been conquered and enslaved once again, this time by the Philistines. And instead, they entered a golden age under King David, who became king and who gave us many of these Psalms that we're reading these days in church. Last Thursday night, the Future of the Church Committee met with one of the bridge ministers of the Southern New England Conference of the United Church of Christ. And we heard that mainline churches like ours may well be entering a kind of wilderness like the one that faced those Hebrews escaping from Egypt. We are in the wilderness of a COVID-19 about which we still know very little. And we understand the world is changing and changing rapidly as we see the crowds of protesters, most of whom are young people and very diverse in terms of race and ethnicity. This can heighten our fears, but it can also kindle our hope for looking at a new and different way of being church. Fear may even keep us from answering God's call. We may think our faith is rock solid as long as it doesn't require us to leave our comfort zone. Too often our response to the calling of God is, "Not me, not now." If we could just conquer our fears, we could turn our lives and our church around. No wonder the Bible says, "Fear not," so many times. Many of us could be dynamic ambassadors of Christ if only we weren't so afraid. Afraid of looking silly, afraid of what others may think, afraid of being taken advantage of, and a host of fears too long to even list. Do you remember the song, "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?" I bet Mr. Dave remembers that song. Do you know when it became enormously popular? It was during the Great Depression of the 1930s, when Americans were fighting very much what we're fighting today. But how it became a hit surprised even its creators. The song was in Walt Disney's animated cartoon, Three Little Pigs, which opened at New York's Radio City Music Hall in May of 1933. Disney expected a good response, but to his disappointment, critics and the audiences were just so-so about it. But then the lightning struck. After the movie was shown in other theaters, it suddenly caught on. Radio stations and band leaders were asking Disney for permission to play one of the songs featured in the film, and that one was "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?" Disney hadn't even arranged to publish the music, and to meet the demands for sheet music. And so we have to send musicians with flashlights into darkened theaters to copy down words and music from the screen. The song soon swept the country as a plucky response to the grinding economic times. Even President Roosevelt said that the movie was one of his favorites. It may well have inspired him to tell Americans that the only thing they had to fear was fear itself. So where shall we turn so that we never live in fear again? King David tells us very simply, to God. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. It's an old rhyme that goes like this. When in danger, when in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. I don't know about you, but my mother used to quote that one to me a lot. But this old rhyme is not advice. It's a description of what we generally do when we are fearful and confused. We know it's futile, but we do it anyway. This tendency is addressed in the British Navy by a custom known as the still. In cases of sudden disaster aboard ship, the call for the still is blown. This is a whistle for the crew to come to complete silence. When the still is blown, every person aboard knows what it means. Take this time and prepare to do the right thing. This moment of calm has helped avoid many a catastrophe that running in circles and screaming and shouting might have caused. So finding a place in the stillness may just have the ability for us to turn our lives around. When we are afraid and wonder where in the world we will be safe, be still. Stop for a moment and reflect on God's great love for us. We shouldn't ask how much others love us, but we should ask how much we love them and how much we love the God who created all of us. Fear is a terrible and crippling thing. Fear causes us to settle for second best in life. Fear keeps us from answering God's call. Often the only thing we have to fear is indeed fear itself. God is our refuge and our strength and every present help in trouble. Be still and know that I am God. Amen.
Dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Rest secure in God's strength. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. And may the peace of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for being here today, and if you'd like to stick around and chat, feel free to do so.